This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
It's 12:05, almost on the nose, on this Friday, the 11th of December, 2020. It's the last time me and Christine will be giving a live Enterprise BizBite show for this year, I believe.
Yeah.
All of this year has gone for us on in live internet Enterprise BizBites, and from next week we will be broadcasting the best of the choices of, so that's what you were listening to next week. So we thought we'd have a bit of a fun show today, and you guys have been very slow on social media today, which is a bit strange
ironic.
And ironic, being as the topic of today is about social media and the internet. We are asking you what has been your favorite internet trend of 2020 or the favorite meme of 2020 or whatever it is. That's what we'll be discussing first, and that's our question. What has been your favorite internet trend of 2020? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. And I guess we could be generous and, you know, not just internet trend, we could say favorite thing on the internet, perhaps, to get people talking.
Anything that you saw online this year that you just thought was great.
Okay, kick us off then.
Oh, yes. So 2020 obviously has been a very tough and isolating year, but we've managed to stay connected through it all with the help of the internet and a good sense of humor. And there's truly no better way to gauge how twisted our 2020 brains are than to look at the memes we've used to define our year. In time, I like to imagine that historians will stumble across the digital archaeology field called the internet and find these images, GIFs, and inside jokes that we've used to communicate and deduce something about the mental state we were all in while, you know, number one, times to be kind of a loose concept. Number two, a pandemic ravaged the world. And number three, an autocrat flubbed an election and fell ultimately out of power.
Boom.
Ooh. That description kind of makes the year sound bleak, and make no mistake, it was. But in these post-ironic times, the way we find solace and humor in the madness is to hit the World Wide Web, take a piece of pop culture and turn it into a new hieroglyphic of internet language. Among this year's slate of greatest hits, there was a strange resurgence of Glee memes. There was the existential dread of pandemic life, and one very chill dude who made us remember how much we love Fleetwood Mac.
We do love Fleetwood Mac. And from serious news stories to frivolous celebrity drama, memes have given our daily assault of reality some much-needed moments of levity. They've also gotten really freaking weird this year, be it politics, Taylor Swift, or cake. The memes of 2020 have been a comfort in dark times. Long live the meme. May they forever reign. Let's start off with Mike Pence and the fly.
Oh, yes.
The 2020 election season was unbearably long and painfully vile. But amidst all that mess, one small fly gave the American public and the internet as a whole a bit of respite. In the middle of the vice presidential debate, a fly landed on the head of Vice President Mike Pence. Viewers waited with bated breath to see if he'd ever notice it. Considering that it took residency up on his noggin for quite some time, and by the time it flew away, the internet had deemed it a hero and turned it into a meme. Nancy Pelosi, this is one of my favorites of the year, ripping up that speech. If Speaker Pelosi seemed chill throughout Trump's third State of the Union, you didn't stick around until the final moments. With a few seconds of airtime left, Speaker of the House ripped up Trump's speech as she stood behind him. Thus, a meme and 2020 mood was born.
Let's also not forget Bernie's "I am once again asking for your ... meme. Another one from the 2020 election season, which was like just a still from one of his fundraising videos. You just insert whatever you're asking for. There was also the "how it started / how it's going" meme, which was the perfect example of the internet and existentialism colliding. It was kind of like this tip of the hat to these chaotic times, although the meme isn't all bad. The most brazen move of the year is using the meme to tell a story of success instead of despair.
Bardcore. In 2020, the online phenomenon of bardcore came into existence. What is bardcore? Just the mainstream embrace of medieval covers of popular songs like "If You'd Ever Considered What Gutier's Somebody That I Used to Know" might sound like in the year 1220. This is your moment. Grab your loot, fam. We're starting a band. God. See, Arvin could have said that better.
Fam.
I know I did, yeah. How the email found me. When has an email ever found you well, right? Emails are the worst, and in this hellscape of a year, no email is finding me well. Do you think I'm sitting at my computer joyously feasting on a salad and laughing for no reason? No, Deborah. I'm not great. This meme was created to encapsulate that vibe. Let us all retire that sentiment.
Yeah, we also had What is Cake?
Right.
Which basically one BuzzFeed video launched a whole craze of cake madness with these scarily hyper-realistic things around us that were actually cake.
Yeah.
So there was like a Crocs cake.
That was scary.
So scary.
Yeah.
You know, there's like bag cakes, toilet paper cakes, you know, all this stuff. But at least I guess, that you know, it's a sweet treat for a meme. There was also the nature is healing, we are the virus meme, which of course in late spring amidst all the terrible news coming regarding COVID-19, it seemed at least as if everyone staying indoors was having a positive effect on the environment. But of course the internet took that good news and turned it into a meme, which if you see anything outside of the norm, just be like, nature is healing, we are the virus.
What day is it? With the COVID-19 virus trapping the world at home, it's scientifically proven that we've all lost grasp on exactly how time works. What day is it? Does it matter? While the virus itself is no laughing matter, it's pretty funny to take a step back and find ways to joke about how incredibly topsy-turvy we're all feeling about time. This particular take sparks quite a bit of joy. For reference, let's just say that the day of the week is spring for now.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your lyrics. This was a great thing.
We talked about this.
We did, yeah. There was even an app that came out for it, if you remember.
Yes.
As the COVID-19 virus spread, a revamped mandate was to wash your hands, and that all came about. But washing your hands doesn't mean briefly running them under a faucet and then simply showing them a bottle of soap. No. It's 20 seconds of thorough scrubbing. Because we're all children at heart, one website made it possible to chart the process out with lyrics to your favourite song. Let the internet take control, and then you end up with a song. Then you end up with a chart about washing your hands to Sylvia Plath poetry.
Mm-hmm. And I believe the next one is actually like your favorite internet
meme
of the year. So it was just Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, which was the chillest meme of the year. It was basically a TikTok user uploaded this really feel-good moment of him listening to the song, and he was drinking cranberry juice, and he was skateboarding along a road, and it went viral. And the meme has been recreated by Mick Fleetwood, Stevie Nicks, and the Ocean Spray CEO, which is incredible.
Yes. You know what? Let's play that song right now.
Oh, okay.
Let's do that. Let's take a short break. Let's have some music from Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. We're telling you what are... Oh, Dreams and Memes.
Wow.
Well, why didn't we call the show that, huh? Anyway, we are telling you some of our favourite memes, some of our favourite internet trends of 2020. What are yours? Do let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. Those are those internet-related, you know, apps.
Mm-hmm.
We're at BFM. Here we go.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with us and tell us what your favorite internet trend of 2020 has been, your favorite meme has been of 2020, let us know. 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've had a few messages come in via WhatsApp. One, the head bopping cat, have you seen that? Some
yes.
guys play music or drums in the background, the cat is bopping along mm-hmm. to time. Ro has piped up with the scariest and most horrifying Roblox for the MCO. It's got a mother with a rotan behind her back. And of course, just very recently, the Utah monolith, which
yes.
is something that popped up. Now, very quickly, Chris, before mm-hmm. we get to that, the Utah monolith, a big thing, right? Everyone's mm-hmm. like, where's it gone? Where's it come from? Just a very quick bit of research now. Look at this. Canada, Europe, Finland, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Romania, Spain, Switzerland, the UK, Ukraine, California, Colombia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, Utah, Texas, Australia. There's one in Noralinga, in Adelaide, Panama, Colombia have all seen monoliths pop up in just the last few days. What is going on?
If it's aliens, I truly want out.
I'm a little bit concerned now. I mean, I knew there was one in Utah. I knew there was one somewhere
yeah.
else. But this is just madness.
I'm really hoping that it's just like some people met over the internet and thought it would be very funny.
Which is probably what's happened.
I really hope so.
But then 2020 has had so much in store for us. You know, this is the finale, right? This is the finale.
No.
Okay.
I reject that as a reality. So I had a personal favorite internet trend of the year, which I think goes to show that you really cannot underestimate Gen Z and everyone that is on the popular short-form video platform, TikTok, because there is a TikTok musical based on Disney Pixar's film Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, really. So as we all know, the theater industry has taken a really massive hit. Broadway closed, I believe, pretty early on during the pandemic. And so a lot of performers, you know, actors, singers, dancers have not really been able to A, make a living in the traditional sense, and B, kind of express themselves creatively, my goodness.
You've got my disease.
Yeah, I have. That is until a TikTok user named E-Jax, her real name is M. Jackson, she's 26 years old and she's based in New York City, sang a very silly song about Ratatouille's rodent protagonist, Remy. This song then got arranged and re-edited by another TikTok user whose name is Daniel J. Mertzloft. He is also New York-based, but he is a professional composer, arranger, orchestrator, and music director. And this is what he did with that silly TikTok song.
Remy the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams. I praise you, oh Ratatouille, may the world remember your name.
If you told me that was from a real musical, I would believe you.
Of course.
Because it sounds amazing. Now, not only has that initial song then gone viral, but other TikTok users have been writing songs for other characters, they've been arranging orchestration, they've been creating choreography, and even coming up with set and costume design for a musical that technically doesn't even exist. So I found two other songs that were written on TikTok by other TikTok users hopping on the trend. They're both involving the 17-year-old TikTok user called Blakey Rouse. So the first one is just him, and the second one is a collaboration that he did using the TikTok's duet feature with a 19-year-old TikTok user called Acacia Presley.
See, it's the rat's life for us, and old Remy, we don't cook food, let alone where we don't go. It's life for us, little Remy, we feast with the grime, the fungus, and bacteria grow. Grab a menu and follow me. There's a whole buffet that I'd like you to see. So, Remy, don't look so gloomy. This is your duty to grow.
If you want to make it in the kitchen,
yes, ma'am,
you can't just flail your arms on.
Right, got it.
So, time to focus.
Okay.
Stop and listen.
Will do.
Cause there's a million things you have to know about.
I genuinely cannot believe how talented people are. But also because, look, a big reason as to why I wanted to talk about this today is because, you know, first of all, it just goes to show you that, you know, you really cannot underestimate how talented and creative and innovative the incoming generation is.
Right.
You know, in this time of, like, darkness, they've kind of seized on this, like, strange phenomenon, and they've really taken it to a whole other level. Like, truly, if you go into TikTok and you just search for Ratatouille musical, there's, like, millions and millions and millions of posts that are like to almost a professional level. But to top it all off, and this is where I'm bamboozled by this, the theater goers magazine Playbill themselves have announced an actual concert performance of songs from this internet-based musical that will take place on the 1st of January 2021. To the point where on November 21st, the musical actually scored its own Playbill.
Wow.
Someone actually designed a Playbill poster, and Playbill, the Instagram account, posted it on their official Instagram account. So Seaview Productions will present a film concert presentation of the viral sensation Ratatouille, the TikTok musical, as a benefit for the Actors Fund. They're even going to, you know, they're actually going to do this probably with a whole cast, a creative team, and more production details that are going to be revealed at a later date. Which just goes to show that basically you can take the performers out of the theater, but you can't take the theater out of their TikToks.
Absolutely. So this guy that first arranged this, Daniel J. Mertz, left.
Yes.
Is he helping to arrange the stuff that's coming up there?
So this is the problem. This is kind of where there's a bit of a weird gray area here.
Right.
they're not exactly sure to what extent the original creators of the content will be involved in this official kind of concert that is happening. With the guy that orchestrated everything, I think he's hoping for it. He said in an interview with BuzzFeed that he is not really sure where the copyright issues lie with that, but I'm excited to see what they're going to reveal. And I think it's a fantastic way to, first of all, capitalize on something that has gone viral, as you know, as has been proven, is a very smart marketing move. And second of all, you are kind of monetizing something that, you know, is free.
Like, it's already
these
out
are
there.
Essentially freelancers.
Yeah.
You know, putting out their content into the world, and now you're seizing on it to do something good for an industry that's really suffering.
Not only that, but after we've just seen Disney's big announcement over the last day or so, where they've announced what 10 new Star Wars films, 10 new
Marvel
movies, for them not to take advantage of this and monetize that right would just be a foolish mistake.
Yes, a complete disaster.
Right. On that note, that was Christine's, of course, favorite internet moment so far of 2020.
So
I don't think that we're going to be able to top that for this year. Ridza has piped in on WhatsApp and said, recently he's been mostly occupied watching YouTube videos of 80s and 90s rock songs and guitar review videos. The older I get, the more back to basics I seem to be.
Fair enough.
Good for you. I can also tell you something that has made me laugh a lot this year. There is a subreddit, if you follow Reddit, and it's called Bollywood Realism.
Oh, my God.
If you get the chance, go and spend just a couple of hours in there, and it's like this bottomless pit of these wonderful clips from Bollywood movies that will just have you howling, I swear. Time for a short break. We've got Prince up next with Pop Life here on BFM 89.9. Don't forget an update from KLCI at break, and do let us know what your favorite internet moment has been of 2020 here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.